Anjan Roy, a Bangladeshi graduate student at Missouri State University, was studying with friends when he received an email. His legal status as an international student had been abruptly terminated. Without warning or explanation, he was placed at risk of deportation. "I was in literal shock. Like, what the hell is this?" said Roy, who is pursuing a degree in computer science. "I turned my phone off and didn't leave the apartment for days." After the judge's decision on Friday, Roy returned to his apartment. On Tuesday, he received confirmation that his legal status had been reinstated, and he intends to resume attending classes. Still, he remains on edge. He has asked his two roommates, both international students as well, to alert him before opening the door to any unfamiliar visitors. Roy is among more than 1,100 international students across 174 universities whose legal statuses have been stripped since late March. The wave of terminations appears linked to a broader crackdown by the Trump administration. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has cited national interest concerns, pointing to student protests over Gaza and some criminal charges. However, many students say they have no idea why they were targeted. Attorney Charles Cook argues the government is unfairly pressuring international students to leave the U.S. by terminating their status without legal grounds. He believes the government hopes students will self-deport due to overwhelming stress and uncertainty. In addition to the Georgia case, federal judges in states including New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Montana, and Oregon have issued emergency injunctions temporarily restoring student statuses. Courts in other states have denied similar requests, citing a lack of evidence that the impact on students was irreparable. The government's attorney, R. David Powell, argued the revocations did not cause serious harm, suggesting students could resume their studies elsewhere or pursue jobs in other countries. But students and their advocates disagree. They say the disruption has led to profound emotional and academic consequences. In a separate lawsuit filed Monday in Iowa, students detail experiences of mental anguish, including insomnia, depression, and increased medication. One student has stopped teaching and researching. Another has not left his flat out of fear of detention. Uncertainty grips international students. The court's ruling is only a temporary measure. A further hearing set for Thursday will decide whether his legal status will remain in place as the case moves forward. Roy had chosen to study in the United States instead of Canada or Australia, drawn by its strong research programs and the chance to build valuable professional relationships. He had hoped to eventually teach at a university in the U.S. Now, those ambitions are uncertain. Back home in Dhaka, his parents have been following the developments closely. "They're panicking," he said.